name is Pat, and Jesus Christ is my Savior and my Lord, and I'd like to do a commentary on day 30. And the Bible verse is from 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 8. It says, "Be self-controlled and alert. Your enemy, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion looking for someone to devour." 1 Peter 5, 8. When I was first starting to do something about my food and my eating, I was told to think powerlessness. I was powerless over this food issue. And probably at the time that was very truthful, because I came into food recovery unregenerate. I was not a born-again believer. And it's only in the power of the Spirit that I am able to do what God is calling me to do. He says that, yes, I am called to be self-controlled, and I'm also called to be alert. And this is, again, where the food becomes like a double whammy, because if I do not control the food, I will also hinder my alertness. As anybody who has gotten back into the food, we are just, it's like being a drunk almost, in that we either are overeating to the point that we are sleeping more and more than we need to, or we are being obsessed by the things that really have no eternal meaning. You know, we become obsessed about, I was thinking about that, it was nothing short of lust for me in terms of the eating. I have certainly gotten to the point that I could sit, if I wasn't eating, I was definitely thinking about food, either by what I was going to buy. I loved when the during the week when the ad came out in the paper, and I could just sit there and look at the ads almost like a kid used to do with the toy catalog. You know, but I would sit there and look at the ads, and oh boy, if they had a recipe, sit there and think about the recipe and how I was going to do it, and all of those things. And if they opened up a new restaurant, you know, I would be all into the new restaurant and all of that. And I did not see the mind time that it was taking up. My talents were kind of just laying to the side, because we all start with 24 hours, and we can, you know, some people, when they waste things, they can waste it in big amounts, you know, like people who are gamblers, they can gamble away, you know, huge amounts of money. But there are also people who can fritter away money, you know, whatever, you know, in the dollar store or, you know, whatever. They can just do it thinking that, oh, well, I'm not spending that much money, or even at the resale shop. But my point, you know, is this, that when we are in the food, we are, our minds are altered. We're in a different place than what we used to be. Either it's altered by the substance that we are putting into our bodies, or it's going to be altered by the obsessiveness that happens when we are in the food, obsessing about our body and about our health. I've heard people now, like, this is what, the day is the 18th, so it's 18 days down the road since some people have made this decision that they were going to be on a quote-unquote diet or something like that, and they are starting to see how hard it is to do what they thought all they needed to do is to get their willpower going. As I said before, this is spiritual warfare, particularly those who belong to the Lord, because the demon would love to embarrass a follower of the Lord, and he does that. And so we come together and we work together. This is how we do it in Bible for Food. We come together using the Word of God and reminding each other that it's going to take a fair amount of the word to turn away or turn away from that thinking that is the pattern of the world. The Bible says that we don't follow that pattern of the world. The world makes fun of what is killing many people, making fun of the food. I've seen it happen over and over again, you know. Oh yeah, I'm fat, you know, I got a big butt, big deal, ha ha ha, laugh, and on and on and on, you know, chomp, and it's no laughing matter. It's not funny. It's not a funny thing, and to actually play that game is really what I call being a mouthpiece for Satan. And so we learn to take up our cross and follow the Lord. We know that this is a weak area in our lives, but we do all that we can to cooperate with the Lord. And that means that we realize the enemy. In our flesh, we cannot fight the enemy, but working in with the Spirit, in the Spirit, the enemy is already defeated. And so we are called to be on guard, and we are called to also remember that we have people underneath us who want us to be abstinent too. They may not even say it with their mouth, but they need it. They need not just people who are who can tell them that it's possible to have victory. They need people to show them, you know, show them how it's done. Show them both in the spiritual. How do you get in the Word, and how do you stay in the Word? And then even on the practical level, you know, what do you do with your food? How do you do your food? I always loved that. I remember when I was first getting abstinent, and I just did not know of some of the things that I could do to enjoy healthy food. Healthy food to me always was, you know, had me turning my nose up. I would go with, like a lot of other people, you know, made fun of healthy foods and glamorized that which was unhealthy. But to me, again, that's demonic. That's what the devil would definitely love me to do in light of the many people who are suffering. There are people who cannot even walk because of the amount of weight that they have on their body. And so why would I laugh about that or make jokes about that? That's not right. And so in the maturity of leadership, I have to call on the Lord to help me and to remind me that temptation will always be there. I can always have a choice, but I don't court it. I turn away from it, just as Jesus has taught me. He taught me from, you know, that when he was in that desert place and the enemy was trying to tempt him. So I know that if he tempted Jesus, he would definitely be on my case as well if I'm following in the footsteps of Jesus. But I learned from Jesus, and Jesus answered the devil back with Scripture. So I want to be in the Word. I want to keep that Word in me. I want to memorize that Word, and I want to use it. And not to be surprised by temptation. It will happen. I don't care how many years people are abstinent. You know, I tell you truly, when I get up in the morning, I will quickly get down on my knees, and I do, and thank the Lord for the abstinence that he has given to me the day before. And I pray for the willingness to be cooperative and to not be arrogant when it comes to this food. Cooperative and to be willing to learn and grow from those who are, you know, with me on this journey and those who have gone before me, and to keep in mind that He needs me to help those who are behind.